Welcome to Plot Spackle. I'm John, and this week we're doing something a little different.
I'm Eric, and we at Plot Spackle love to celebrate the Horrorween season.
I'm Richard, and while last week we busted ghosts, this week we hunt them.
That's right, for you, our listeners, we went to a spooky location in the dark of the night by just ourselves, the three of us, at some points in the night, and tried to find ghosts and record the evidence thereof.
Unfortunately, the recorded evidence turned out to not record so well.
So apparently my phone sounds like it's underwater because it had a clogged speaker, which I fixed after the fact.
Was it clogged before, or was it the ghosts who clogged the phone?
No, it was definitely my phone was clogged before, because whenever people would talk to me, they're like, "What are you saying? I can't hear you." I'm like, "I can hear you just fine. What's wrong? It's not my problem."
Oh.
And... No, it literally sounded like there was a bunch of lint. So I tore my phone apart and cleaned it out.
And put it back together again.
With a new battery. So I basically have a brand new phone.
So where did we go, guys?
So the place we went was called the Benson Grist Mill. It is located in Stansbury Park, Utah. Is that where? I think that's where it's at.
Yes.
I mean, it's not Tooele or Thule for those out of state.
It's not Grantsville.
Because that's way far west. So the Benson Grist Mill it's kind of like a little pioneer village. If you're unfamiliar with the Utah culture, Utah was settled by pioneers, and those pioneers spread outwards. And this is kind of a historic, reenactment or recreation.
That's a historical site. They have a lot of the original buildings still standing, and you can go for tours and they'll show off facts about life in that era. And how the mill adapted through time.
So, yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's free to walk around in, too.
Yeah, it is free to walk around the park.
Obviously, it wasn't free for us because our event was put on by an actual ghost hunting company, I guess.
It was also after hours, so we had to get permission to walk around.
So, how did we do this ghost hunt? We went there. We stood alone in dark rooms.
And talked to ourselves, basically.
Pretty much.
So... Before we start, how many ghost hunts had you guys been on before?
None of the ghost hunts.
Zero ghost hunts.
I had actually been on a couple ghost hunts before, so it's pretty much old hat to me. But yeah, it's not Ghostbusters. There's not green slimy things flying around, and there's no dogs and cats living together. I mean, maybe there are, but...
So that was only implied to be coming. I don't think it's actually a symptom of ghost infestation.
I'll agree to disagree. But most people think that ghost hunting is scary, that you're going to have a lot of spooky activity.
That's what I wanted. I wanted spooky activity.
Yeah, in reality, you're mostly just sitting around a dark room talking to nothing, or talking to the air, I guess.
And seeing if anything responds.
Yep. There are certain tests you can do that are very, I don't want to say scientific, because...
Pseudoscientific.
We're hacking the equipment. Let's say that. Like, for example, there's a little device called a K2 meter that is used to measure electromagnetic waves in the air. That is a legitimate use for that tool. It's used by electricians to make sure that there's no electromagnetic waves being given off by, like, junction boxes or other electronic devices, because that can actually make you feel sick. It's a proven phenomenon of electronic
fields.
Yeah, electronic fields. Thank you, John. I was blanking. I want to say electronic waves, but it's like, I don't think that's it. Anyways, so people who go on ghost hunts will say, well, ghosts are quote unquote energy, so they should be able to set this off. And that's one of the tools that ghost hunters can use.
Now, we didn't have one of those.
We did not. The group we were in had one, I believe.
Yeah, they had several. So because we split off into different groups from the larger group, so we'd be smaller. And each one had one K2 unit, is it K2 or KT?
I think it's K2.
It's K2 unit. And we had a backup one eventually. But we used different methods.
We did. So we used what's called the flashlight test. The flashlight test, you take a flashlight and you can make it so that the light is just barely not turning on. And supposedly... The ghost can communicate through that by flash, making the light flash.
By connecting that tiny little bit.
And so I think we had a little bit of experience with that.
Well, we had the light turn on and off sometimes.
And it was...
After we asked questions.
Yeah, in response... We think it was in response to questions. It's not... It's like we said, this is...
It's hard to prove.
Yeah.
I figure what you'd need to do is, if you were really serious about this, is you'd actually design a flashlight that you can only tighten so far to where it's about to touch, so it's perfectly aligned, and then you put it in a vacuum-sealed box. And then you would remove the air pressure and moisture issues. And so then it'd be really hard for outside forces to influence it. But theoretically, a ghost who's just energy would reach in and go wobble, 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 and it would turn on.
And we also were using another tool. We used some dowsing rods. Now, let's just get this out of the way here. They're not very scientific, I believe.
No, they're certainly not the most scientific of instruments.
But I felt while we were doing the ghost hunt, we had a lot of success using that device. We all used the dowsing rods, didn't we? We all
held them at some point, yeah.
And did we all get answers to questions using those?
I know we did, me and Eric.
I don't think they did much for me.
When I say we and I point between the two of us, it's great audio.
But what did we learn? What were some of our big questions that were answered?
We learned the ghost in the deer shack was an Apple fan, not an Android fan.
So at the Benson Grist Mill,
it was the little sheep trailer.
Yeah, it looked like it wasn't a Pioneer house. It looked like a trailer from the 1940s. So, but the story behind that is that the people who were taking care of the sheep would use that and go live up in the mountains for the season. And it was kind of a home away from home without having to camp out on the ground.
You know, a camper.
I mean, I would not want to live in that.
I could not stand in that.
We had to create... So we're all tall people here. Richard, were you hitting your head on the top?
I was.
So basically, if we were to live in there, we all would have to like walk around with our heads leaning to the side. So not great fun, but...
A little cramped to have three people in there at once as well.
But yeah, so we were sitting in there and... You know, just for fun, because a lot of the ghost hunts I've been on, a lot of the people were like, how did you die? Or what year is it? And I don't know. Me personally, if I was talking with someone from beyond the grave, I don't think I'd want to talk about how I died. That might be a kind of a touchy subject.
It's a little embarrassing sometimes.
So when I do it, I like to tell dirty jokes. That tends to get a rise out of them. And or ask like really dumb questions that most people don't ask. So one of the questions we asked was, I think we asked, are you a fan of technology? And we got a yes answer from that.
What were we using at the time? Was that the dowsing rods
I think it was a flashlight and the dowsing rods.
Oh, because we asked, because it didn't like the dowsing rods?
Something like that, yeah.
And liked to use the flashlight. So we asked if it liked technology.
And it gave a yes answer using the flashlight. And so we're like, okay, are you an Apple? Do you like Apple or Android? And we got an answer on the Apple. And I think we asked, are you a Commodore 64 fan or an Apple II fan? And I think it was still an Apple II fan. So this ghost at least liked technology.
Yeah. Now, was this the ghost that we asked who had the most psychic potential?
I think that one was, yeah.
And that one was Eric.
Eric has the most psychic potential.
I guess I'm going to have to change my Super Smash Brothers main, though. Sorry, Samus, you're going to be replaced with Ness.
I mean, this is, of course, based off the musings of a possible ghost communicating with a flashlight.
No, that one was the dowsing rods, because we asked if it would point to the person who had the
most. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And
it took a while, but it finally chose Eric.
Well, because they had to turn around, because Eric was holding him.
Well, I was holding him, then Richard was holding him. We tried it twice.
Oh, yeah, we did. And both went to you both times. So, consistent results, I guess.
Yay? Anyways, let's see. What else? What were some other memorable moments from that night?
So, we went to different spots. We started out in an old abandoned schoolhouse.
It wasn't real abandoned. It was a repurposed,
I think. Well, yeah. But supposedly, that one was supposed to be very haunted. They had a lot of experiences there, but we didn't have anything that night at all. Then we moved to the barn, which was supposed to be the scary place.
So the story with the barn is there was a nativity set set up in the rafters, and there was no power going to the barn. And all of a sudden, the nativity set turned on. And the people hosting were like, we got to go shut that off. Where's the power? And the caretaker was like, yeah, there's no power going to that building. There's no way that can be on. And so nothing like that happened to us.
No, it wasn't there. It was kind of tame.
And we had some flashlight test answers, and
they had the
K2s were there.
The K2s. Pretty much it was, I think there was just too many people, maybe.
Maybe.
Because we had most of the people there in there at the same time. From there, we went to a couple of the small houses. Didn't spend much time in there. Then we went to the, what we call the taxidermy shack.
Oh, yeah, because there's like a bunch of skinned animals there.
And talks about the hunting and wildlife with the displays set up. And there we asked questions.
I don't know if we got much answers there. No, I think we did get one answer there. We asked, would you like to talk to us? And it gave a no.
See, then we went to the sheep shack.
And that we had a lot of results in there. Quote unquote results.
And we went to the sewing house.
Sewing house or the fire pit? One of the two.
We went to the sewing house was when we were still in the group. It was when we were free roam. Then we went to the fire pit.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The sewing house, we had a little bit of experience there, I think. Mostly in response to my dirty joke.
Oh, yeah.
And supposedly, the history behind this is it's a pioneer lady, very prim and proper. And I decide to go in there and tell a fairly dirty joke, which I won't repeat here because there's probably kids listening to this.
Maybe there's kids.
Well, I know I listen to this with my kids, so.
All right, well, that's fair.
So there's at least Eric's kids listening to it.
And I know for a fact that my father-in-law listens to it too, so I want him to at least still have a semi-good.
Look, now he's just
going to modicum of respect for you. About
all the possible dirty jokes you've been telling. Like, because it's unspecified, the dirty joke, it'll just be the worst possible dirty joke in his mind.
Well, he'll have to tell me when I talk to him later.
But yeah, so it's a prim and proper pioneer phantom. And she did not like the joke, according to the K2 we had set up in there.
Let's see. I think after that we went to the... Then that was the fire pit because we split up there.
Yeah.
And then I think we went to the two different mills.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So they have a, I think, a reconstruction of an old mill. No, I guess they're both reconstructions. I don't know. There's two mills there.
I think, yeah. Because one's the older one, one's the more modern one with the machinery. The other one is just the wood. But at the fire pit, I thought it was funny because we went down and the only thing
we ever got a response to was, is there a ghost here?
And it said no.
But then it didn't respond to any other questions after that. So it's like, I think we're wasting our time. And it was kind of annoying trying to get down there because there was a bunch of rose bushes that had overgrown.
Well, see, there were like two paths. There was the path that was marked as a path right by, because when we asked where the fire pit was, they said, oh, it's behind that building. And so we had to go down that path. Then we get down there and we find there's another path out that's much easier to get out of. Just through grass instead of going through rose bushes.
So,
I mean, the rose bushes is an actual path. It's just they hadn't been trimmed, so they were like hanging out over it.
And let's see. Then that was the mills that.
And then we went to the two mills. The first mill we had a lot of mice.
That was the scariest part for me. Not gonna lie.
We had rodent activity.
So we were sitting there in the dark, mind you, and we're like, okay, is there anything here? Knock. Blah blah blah. Then you hear a squeak in the background, or I heard a squeak in the background. I'm like, I hate mice. They're disgusting creatures. I don't think we got a lot of activity in there, but when we moved to the actual big meal.
And we climbed all the way upstairs.
Let me fix that. I said meal instead of mill.
Meal.
Meal. Meow. It sounds like a lightsaber. Meal. Meal. Anyways, we had a lot more activity when we went to the big mill.
We climbed up all the way to the top floor, pulled out those dowsing rods, started asking questions.
I think you were holding the dowsing rods, weren't you, John?
For a little bit, yeah.
We had the flashlight out as well. That did not go off as much.
Not up in the mill, no.
But, yeah, all in all, that was pretty active, I think.
What was the most important question we asked up in the mill?
Pancakes or waffles?
Did we ask pancakes or waffles?
I don't think so.
We didn't.
We should have been asking that. That's the sort of question you need to be asking.
All right. Well, next ghost hunt, that's what I'm bringing out.
That'll be your standby, pancakes or waffles?
Next to my dirty joke, yeah.
All right. We also asked who would win in a fight with a bear, according to the ghost.
Oh, yeah. I think we did a bunch of dumb questions like that. We did the who's the most psychic, or who would win a fight with a bear out of this group. I can't remember who won that one.
It was me.
Okay.
I'm the bear fighter. You're psychic. I'm bear fighter. I guess Richard's just average.
Yep.
Average psychic. Average bear level.
But yeah, so that's basically our experiences. I mean, obviously condensed down because we were there till about 12:30. Well, I stayed until about 1 or so.
Yeah.
But you guys stayed until about 12:30.
Yep. And we showed up at what?
6 or 7?
7. Then they had the presentation of their own experiences. This was, what's the name of the group?
So the name of the group is Advanced Paranormal Services. They actually have a podcast that I listen to, at least. It's called The Supernatural Hour. You can find it on the Radio Ronin Network.
Yeah, but they had a presentation and they talked about ghost hunting and their experiences.
How to qualify or quantify the experiences and what makes the best evidence. And, you know, this is personal experiences for us. But you listeners, are going to have to take our word on it.
Yeah, we had flashlights blink on and off in patterns sometimes.
Little pieces of wires crossed each other.
Or turned and pointed directly at the person who was holding them.
Or the person sitting next to them.
And then we swapped hands and they pointed to there again.
So, like, obviously this is, you know, these are our personal experiences. But later in this episode, I'm actually going to play some EVPs I've caught on previous ghost hunts because I feel really bad that I didn't get any from this previous trip.
Now I'm going to ask Eric, is it later yet?
No. Oh, I think we should just talk more about, like, what was your guys' favorite part?
I don't know. I thought the Sheep Shack was a lot of fun because we didn't do asking all these questions and not getting much of a response. Then we started asking because we were, like, focused on older time periods. And then, like, you know, you're asking, you're from World War One? I'm like, yeah, the response is going to be World War One. And then we got closer to our time period and we realized, oh, maybe it's a new ghost.
I think
then there was a lot more active when we were thinking along those lines.
I think we even asked, like, were you an inhabitant of this land? And we found out it was a Paiute Indian, or like it answered.
That was over in the taxidermy one, the one that said it didn't want to talk to us anymore.
I thought that was in the Sheep Shack.
No, that was in the taxidermy.
Oh, my bad. Well, okay, so we talked to at least 2 ghosts, different ghosts.
Maybe 3 or 4.
Probably.
I mean, there was the one who said they didn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
Bad liar, though.
How about you, Richard? What was your favorite part of the night?
I'd have to agree with Joan. Sheep Shack was probably the best. Quizzing about psychic powers.
That was just kind of interesting, I thought.
And I think that was where we got the most responses in direct correlation to questions.
And the shortest time period and the most consistent.
Okay, next question for you guys. Do you think you would go on a ghost hunt again?
Maybe, but probably not to the same place.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm actually going out there later this month as well.
See if you can get some something good this time.
Well, I'm going with my sister who's up from California, and she wanted to go on a ghost hunt. So the ticket price is actually cheaper this time.
Uh-huh. No presentation?
They're having a presentation, but I don't really care for the presentation. They're doing like a group psychic reading or whatever. Huh. I'm like, I don't care about that.
You're here for the ghosts.
And it starts later, unfortunately, but it's like $7 cheaper or whatever.
So when you go this time, are you going to bring ghost hunting cat apparatus?
What cat apparatus?
Well, you know, to
catch ghost cats.
Catch ghost cat.
Oh, that was an experience you guys had that I didn't have.
See, the best way to do it is you take a cup and you put it on a table or ledge and walk away.
And if it's knocked on the ground, you obviously had a ghost cat?
Yes, because a ghost cat is compelled to knock things off of ledges.
That's how we knew it was a ghost cat up at the camp.
So just for future clarification, when was it? Last year? You guys went up to went camping that I was supposed to go on too, but then I had something else pop up that was like,
oh yeah, we kept like trying to schedule it and you're like, oh, I'm free this weekend. And we're like, okay, I'll schedule for that weekend. And then you're like, just kidding. It's this other weekend I'm free. And then we switch it again. And then he's like, oh, I was wrong.
Sorry about that, guys.
He just misled us. But we went to this camp because of supposedly a haunted camp.
Supposedly. But to be fair, a lot of people had car problems up there.
Which is how we know it really was haunted. Because several things tried to prevent us from getting there. Then when we got there, it killed Joan's car.
And then there was the frisbee we stole from the ghost.
And it's been following Matt. our friend Matt, who still has the cat's frisbee.
And then there was the cup that was sitting on the table that fell off. So we know it was a cat.
Several times.
And it wasn't windy. So I'm going to say that now.
I was going to say, could it, I don't know, Occam's razor right here, but could it have been the wind?
No.
Okay, ghost cat then.
Could it have been the wind? Maybe it was something else, but who knows? I like ghost cat as a story better. And that's the whole point, I think.
So in the Ghostbusters episode, we talked about a Kondo's razor, where whatever plot point brings you, or whatever...
whatever brings you joy is the theory you should pursue.
So the ghost cat is Kondo's razor.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm actually going to play some EVPs I've caught or I've recorded at Fort Douglas. If you have a chance to go ghost hunting at Fort Douglas, I would highly recommend it. I had so much fun there. And another cool thing is you get to actually walk around behind the scenes of the museum. So you're seeing like sandstone gravestones that are being restored or preserved. It's just really cool. And so I'm going to play, I think, four EVPs. These happened within the first like 15 minutes of me actually being there, but I've cut down the 15 minutes because
it's just a lot of time.
That's a lot of time just to sit and listen.
Not much is happening, most of it.
I don't want to turn it off. Okay, can you turn that off?
I don't want to turn it off. Okay, I'm going to pause it right there. So that one, we were sitting in one of the main rooms, and the lady was asking, would you turn off this flashlight? She was doing the flashlight test. It's like, would you turn off the flashlight? And what I'm hearing here is, I don't wanna. So if you want to rewind, go back and listen to it. I'm actually going to play it like edited, or like I've enhanced the audio a bit. So, and it's just over. It's going to be just the I don't wanna part. So try and listen for that. Richard and John, did you guys...
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah.
No, well, darn.
Maybe it's the skipped, the audio skip because quality changed and the volume changed.
Yeah. So for you listeners at home, feel free to go back and try and catch it. I think it's very quiet. This probably isn't actually the best place to listen to EVPs. I think sitting with good headphones and in a quiet place really helps you. So this next one... So it's the same room, and what I heard when I listened to it is "got it," and it's like right after another. So let's listen to that. Did you guys hear that?
Oh no!
So if you want, I'll turn up your headphones.
I turned on superhuman hearing. Oh, the click.
The got it.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah. And so that's why.
Quiet and quick.
Quiet and quick, yeah. It didn't really have a story like up or anything leading up to that besides the previous one. So this next EVP is same place. And the lady is asking it. I think she's asking it to move a ping pong ball. Because that's one of the tests that you can do. And so I'm just going to start playing and you'll hear the quote unquote response.
I could hear it. What's it saying? This sounds like a, you know, that sound you make after you drink a satisfying beverage.
Like,
yeah.
See what I'm hearing. What I heard was, like, no. So I'll play it again.
Huh.
And so here's the last EVP we're going to do. And this one, we're actually getting ready to move into a different room because we've been in here for about 15 minutes so far. So I'll start playing this one.
Let's go. That one's pretty clear.
Yeah, that's why I saved that one for last.
Build up towards, let's go.
So these all sound the same. It sounds like the same person, at least to me. But other experiences, but also in Fort Douglas, I was standing around with my brother and we were by ourselves and we were in the costume section of the Fort Douglas Military Museum. And I asked my brother, do you think the ghosts like the cold? And my brother's like, I don't know. And then I think I go, well, yeah. And then you hear a third person say, no, it's clear as day, but there was no one else besides us. So,
but you didn't get that one recorded?
No, I have that one recorded. I didn't get that edited.
Uh-huh.
For next year.
And before then, just remember, ghosts are cold. Make sure to put out blankets and sweaters for them.
Why do you think ghosts walk around in sheets with eye holes cut out? Because they're cold.
Ghost invented the Snuggie?
Well, basically, except it's like a sheet because it doesn't wrap around them.
Well, maybe it's because actual blankets are too heavy.
That's why that coat that's hung up on the wall is really super spooky with ghosts, because the ghost is cold.
That's just what's happening. When you look in the corner and you think you see something and it ends up just being coats afterwards, it was the ghost. He was just cold.
So let's see. Is there anything else we want to talk about this ghost, about the ghost hunt we did?
So I don't know. We talked about what we did. I wasn't 100% convinced that ghosts were happening. Because, is it coincidence? But at the same time, I feel that's actually kind of a good thing. Makes it spooky. Makes it uncertain and makes it a good story. And that's what's important.
Would you recommend ghost hunting to other people?
Yeah, if you're willing to have fun and don't get scared easily.
I don't think it was... Me personally, I don't think it's scary at all. I mean, you're sitting in a dark room, so if you're afraid of the dark...
Yeah, but there's people who are going to be hyping themselves up and getting scared from it.
Yeah, let's break that right now. Nothing scary is going to happen to you. You're just going to be sitting in a room with some people talking to the dark.
I think the question is if the dark answers back. I mean, what if it's a violent ghost? Do you want to find out it's a violent ghost then? Starts throwing stuff at you?
Well, then that's some pretty good evidence.
Yeah, but that didn't happen to us.
Okay, Richard. Would you recommend to other people that they go ghost hunting?
I would. I had a good time doing it. I think other people would enjoy it as well. Even if it's just wandering around a spooky place, hanging out with your friends, telling dirty jokes to ghosts. It was a lot of fun, and I think other people would have fun doing it too.
So, I think that's basically all we want to talk about.
Although, I would suggest a few things. Before you go ghost hunting, make sure you check the ghost hunting regulations in your state. They might have ghost seasons. Sometimes you can't bring black powder on ghosts. Also, find out the limits. How many ghosts can you take home with you?
It's a catch and release program, I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's generally encouraged to leave the ghosts there for other people.
Now, and more serious, if you go ghost hunting, make sure to respect the location you are hunting in.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, where we were at, there was a lot of really old equipment. Like, but you also shouldn't be breaking into houses or like locations that you think are spooky. If you are going to go ghost hunting, make sure you have permission to do so.
And don't ruin it for everyone else by making a mess or causing problems.
Because this is, let's be honest, this is a fairly harmless activity. No one's getting hurt unless they're being silly. And what's the worst thing that could happen to us? Like a sprained ankle or something? We walked across a rickety bridge a couple times, so.
Yeah, I could have fallen off and gotten wet.
And there was mosquitoes, so we probably got West Nile.
I hit my head on one of the really low things when we were coming down the stairs from the really tall mill.
Oh, yeah, the stairs definitely were not OSHA regulation.
Oh, they're pre-OSHA.
I think by like 100 years.
Yeah, they're why OSHA exists.
But yeah, all in all, I think the Benson Grist Mill is a good place to go. Like, if you're going to start out ghost hunting, it's a good place to go. It's fairly calm.
It's certainly atmospheric.
I mean, the one downside is its proximity to a busy road.
Oh, yeah. And it can get cold. None of the buildings are heated. So make sure if you're going in September or October, make sure you have a warm coat.
Don't want to be cold like the ghost is.
And proper shoes. Don't walk in sandals or like flip-flops and whatnot. Because there was a bunch of those goat head thorns.
Oh, yeah.
So that could ruin your night. At least your hour or whatever.
All right. Well, if you do want to ghost hunt, why don't you let us know? You can leave a comment on Facebook and like us because we talked about ghosts.
You can also send us a message on Twitter in 280 characters or less. What is the scariest place you've ever been? Scratch that. What is the most haunted place you've ever been?
Or, because you have loads of EVPs all your own that you want to send to Eric, you can send them to us at plotspacklepod@gmail.com.
I think it's podcast, not plotspacklepod.
You're right. It's plotspacklepodcast@gmail.com. That is where you can send your EVPs. If you send it to the other one, then some ghost phantom place will get them.
That's so nice to have Richard back.
We would also like to give a big thank you to all of the people who support us on Patreon. From the bottom of our hearts, we'd like to say thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And hopefully a ghost doesn't get you.
Except for the one behind you.
I thought it was going to be that we were ghosts the whole time.
What is this, some sort of cheap show?
What a twist!
Nah, we're actually asleep the whole time.
Isn't that a 90s like soap opera?
No, that's Amnesia.
Except the podcast burned down 10 years ago this day.